shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And we are with you on Phil TV and HD. If you go over to our website, please stop into our Phil Hendry shop and pick up some of the Marvy merchandise that we've got. You know, it's Valentine's Day. That's in the offing. A Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie would be beautiful. A Phil Hendry Show shot glass would be even better. Maybe even a nice coffee mug or some of our downloads. Doug Danger is on the line with us from the Orange County Courier. We've been talking about the Golden Globes and the uses of limousines among young people. And this is not a safety issue, Doug. This is just what you think is any. You think this is a decorum issue, or?
That's exactly right, Phil. That's exactly what it is. It is a social decorum issue. It's an issue of respect. Have some respect. We've got young people, and by the way, Phil, I don't want to change subject on you here too quick, but I do want to comment on the Marines in Afghanistan. I know that we hadn't talked about that.
No, we had not.
Okay, well, we had not, but, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I do want to report on that.
Have you been there?
Have I been there? Well, what is that supposed to mean?
No, you said I want to report on that.
I do. I want to report on it. And one of the reasons why I do, Phil, to be honest with you, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've been getting a lot of comments here this hour or the last hour about, I have to be honest with you, Phil, they're bordering on homophobic, like I'm some kind of a sissy that can't talk about Marines and snipers. And, you know, putting one right through the middle of some guy's head. Because the way I'm feeling right now, I'd take a leak all over a Taliban or anybody else that got in my way. And I can tell you.
All right, look at Doug. If you want to be on the show, that's fine. We can talk about these things. That wasn't the plan. You're coming off really angry. And
of course I'm angry. I'm angry about a lot of things. I'm angry about how our country's represented. I'm angry about how these punk kids are driving around in limousines. And all I got are all these irresponsible parents saying, My kid gets to drive in a limousine on account of he ain't no better, or, you know, whatever they're trying to say. You know, Ed O'Neill on Modern Family ain't no better than my kid. How come he gets to that Sonia Virga? You know, she's all the hot thing. And
okay, so in other words, a kid in a limousine disrespects movie stars and TV actors because they're the ones that get to ride in limousines because that's why they were originally constructed. I got it.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you said to the last caller. I'm just, you know, I'm not quoting you exactly, but that's what you said. 877-876-PHIL. And, again, we are talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Let me go over to Patrick, your friend Patrick. Doug, I don't know what line he's on. Is this Patrick?
No, it's Steve.
All right, hold on, Steve. I apologize, man. I don't know where the hell Oh, he's up here on line one. Patrick is back with us. He had a cell phone situation. And go ahead, Patrick.
This is the guy that needs a new phone.
Yes.
No, he doesn't need a new phone.
All right. One, equality. Dude, you got to learn what equality is. What is the definition of equality?
Well, I'm not in school here, man. I'm not taking your quiz. You got a point you want to make, go ahead and make it.
I'm just asking. You're so bright, and you're so smart.
Well, if you really don't know the definition, I'll be happy to give it to you, but something tells me that's a rhetorical question. So just get to your point.
All right.
I took the words right out of. He doesn't know what to say now. You know, if you got a point you want to make, then make your point, man. Make your point.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've been ready. I was born ready, son.
You've been babbling this entire time. I've listened to you for the past hour.
Babbling.
You've just babbled and babbled and babbled.
No, I haven't. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And the fact that
I'm a straight man and a college student. I'm a
good
straight man and a college student. Ooh, see, good for you.
Now you sound retarded.
Okay, all right.
And you don't? All right.
I don't repeat it over and over again like there's a part of my brain missing. No.
To the point of the limousine. I have a younger sister. She's 16 years old. She's ridden in a limousine. And, you know, I don't see the point of there being anything wrong with kids being able to ride in a limousine. It's fun.
I just explained it.
Just like the man before me said that he had taken him and his, I guess, his date's overseas on a date.
No, he said they took girls. They took girls on the date, even though he was gay. But you hyper-focused on the gay thing because you're worried about that.
I'm not worried about
okay.
it.
Okay.
Well, you hyper-focused on the whole...
I have really good friends that are actually, they're homosexuals. And you know what?
Of course.
That's their lifestyle.
Of course.
And that's fine.
But it's not a lifestyle. It's an orientation. It's not a lifestyle. It's an orientation. It's not a lifestyle.
What?
You know, you got to get educated on that before you... You know,
Doug, would you please let the man...
The guy's not saying anything. You talk about babbling.
I'm not talking about homosexuality.
You're babbling about the whole thing, and you're not even talking about the... You say you think it's a lifestyle.
All right, so the guy...
the situation at hand, sir. The limousine.
What's in your hand?
From gay to a military.
No, I didn't. You called up with a bad phone. Then the phone fell out. Mr. Henry put you back on.
No. I put him back on because the man's phone wasn't working. He got into a good cell. Okay? And, Doug, you're nitpicking all these words. You're not letting the guy finish what he's saying.
The guy's basically saying that kids ought to be able to ride in limousines. I told him, no, they don't get to, and he's still giving me an argument about it.
Well, how do you say they don't get to? Like I was saying,
because a punk kid in a limousine is an insult to a movie star.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, if I were there, and if you were to have pulled me over when I had ridden the limousine... If you would have pulled me over, I'd have probably beat your ass. It's weird.
I doubt it.
No, I'm serious.
No, I doubt it. I know you tried. I don't doubt that, but I doubt
man.
It. Yeah. It's,
What is this about, Doug? Do you understand that if I had a son or a daughter, you had a son or a daughter, and a stranger pulls them over and says, hey, kids, I want to talk to you, doesn't that bother you?
It would bother me, Phil, unless the guy identified himself as a reporter, and then I'd say, okay, it's fine.
Identified himself as a reporter, huh? And no, suppose he wasn't.
Oh, what are you trying to say now? I'm some kind of a perv? I'm gonna hijack a whole limousine with four kids?
There,
are you guys
he
nuts?
Didn't say that. He didn't say that.
I'm
he never said that you were a perv.
Kids, well... Excuse me, but you guys are saying it's kind of bizarre, and I'm simply saying these kids need to learn that limousines are what they
are. For what?
What do you call
for what?
The Academy Awards.
Equality.
Academy Awards. No, I don't see anything that says equality. Are they free? If they're free, it's for equality. If they're not, guess what? You got to pay. And they
you
ain't
pay
cheap.
For a car. You got to you have
you
to
don't
pay
have
for
to
school.
Pay $300 an hour for a car.
Well, I don't know what the cost of a limousine is. It is a luxurious ride, but it is not something that that says only rich people. Thank you very much, Patrick. Please appreciate your call. 877-876-PHIL. And let's go over to, is it Steve?
Yes, sir.
It is Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey,
why don't you know these phone calls?
Because we had a phone system problem. Go ahead, Steve.
I got to tell you, well, first, I'm a first-time caller, semi-long-time listener, and the only reason why I'm calling in tonight...
Whatever.
Well, you know...
Doug, yeah.
This guy, Doug, is ridiculous, okay? Because, first of all, I'm a psychologist, okay? And I work with people like Doug, and the fact of the matter is that he's mentioned he has to let the world know that he's a gay male and a gay reporter. Nobody cares. But the fact of the matter is that he's announcing it over and over again for the world to know, and then talking about kids and saying how kids shouldn't ride in this. Who the hell cares? Nobody cares.
Well, you may not think anybody cares, Mr. Psychologist, who knows how everybody feels, even people he hasn't met yet, but how'd you like Phil?
The fact that he's focusing on kids, I got to tell you, is a little bit disturbing to me. And I'm going
If you're a psychologist, you know that being gay's got nothing to do with being a pederast, if you're a psychologist, which I doubt.
It at all. But usually people that talk about these things and try to deflect it, raises a red flag in the society. So I'm going to take the side of the private investigator on this.
Flag.
This
what do you mean a red flag in society?
Okay.
Listen, I don't have anything loose. I don't have anything. I'm going to make a joke. There's nothing loose about me except my bowel movement, which, you know.
Okay, Doug. You know, you want to make a.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Doug.
This is Doug. And I'm saying to you...
Yeah, and I don't like your joke, Doug, about your bowel movements.
I'm trying to lighten the mood. This guy's coming in with all kinds of homophobia.
And this is not homophobia at all, sir. This is not homophobia at all. What this is about is someone who's talking about kids, teenagers specifically, and how they shouldn't be allowed to drive in limousines. When does limousine driving or riding become exclusive to movie stars and all these things? That stuff died out 50 years ago, maybe 50 years ago.
Everybody knows, sir. Everybody knows that limousines are for either very wealthy people or movie stars. And lately what we're seeing in them are a lot of, I better not say it, but...
What?
We've been seeing that for 25 or 30 years. Kids riding in limousines.
It needs to stop. It needs to stop because I'll tell you what. These kids start thinking to themselves, hey, let's go to Spago's or
I agree. You know, it's an ego trip. I agree with you. But at the same time, Doug keeps on harping and harping and saying, I'm a gay male. I'm a gay journalist. Who cares? But the point of the matter is,
I'm a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay... You know that, right?
But who cares? I don't care.
Sir,
you do a good job.
I'm asking you if you know it.
How can he not know it? You've been saying it for an hour and a half.
I'm asking the gentleman, Phil, not you. You know I'm gay?
What? Do I know you're gay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you've mentioned it, but it doesn't... I don't care.
Okay, all right. So, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, it helps me as a journalist, the gay part. Now,
okay.
If I am out there and I'm gay and I can cut through the horse dung faster than a straight journalist and I see a bunch of kids in a limousine and I realize what they are basically doing is, and it's a figure of speech that I'm going to make here, but they're figuratively pulling their pants down and sticking.
I agree with you.
Okay.
That's inappropriate.
They're pulling their pants down and sticking their bare rear ends out the window at Judy Dench.
Okay,
you know what? You guys can laugh all you want, but I've worked with these people.
Oh, come on. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard, man.
It
what?
Is.
The kid in a limousine sticking his ass out of Judy Dench.
But the thing is, this guy, Doug, is making a big brouhaha over something that really has no business being, no one cares, really.
All right. Well,
are you saying nobody cares about me being gay, or nobody cares about kids
nobody cares
around
about kids riding around?
Out?
Nobody cares about kids in limousines. Maybe 25, 30 years ago, maybe
it might have been weird. Yeah.
Right. Today.
Yeah.
It's a different
Listen.
World. So, Doug,
thank
Doug,
you, sir.
Doug,
now, I got a break, but I thank you very much, Steve, for your call. Our number 877-876 Phil.
Thanks for cutting that guy off because he's a.
Yeah, and you too. 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Had that switch off. My apologies to our videocast viewers this evening. Had the switch off in the first few minutes of the break. But it's back. It's rock and roll. World famous Phil Henry Show. Coming right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry
thanks,
Show.
Johnny Bean. Johnny Bean, thank you.
Johnny Bean, thanks, man.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back. And on the line, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. And we have been talking here about the Golden Globes. And we've gotten into a discussion on the uses of limousines and whether or not young people who are on their out on a prom date or on any kind of a special date or just regular people that aren't movie stars, should they be able to ride in limousines?
You put it a little... No, it's not that simply put, Phil. I think I put it in a much more elegant way. Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I think that I have the words, and I think I have the ability to describe specifically, sociologically, what this is about. And what this is about is kids are now being raised to think there's something special. Well, and they are, but putting them in a limousine only invites people like me to want to smack them down. I don't say smack them down literally. I mean only invites me to figuratively, psychologically slap them down. So it really provokes me. And
well, I don't see that at all, okay?
Hold on, one more thing. I said that I wanted to talk about the Marines in Afghanistan and them urinating on that Taliban. And I don't know why we're still talking about this, but I'd like to get into that pretty fast.
Okay, Doug, I you know as well as I do how we do things. I direct the show. Okay.
Yeah, you direct the show, and so far you've directed the show, and you've directed me right into it. I'm sorry, Phil, you've directed us right into a ditch here, because...
I'll decide that, whether we've been directed into a ditch. And talk about insulting, man. I'm running this show the way I'm going to run the show.
I know, but I do want to say things about... I'm not going to sit here... I told you there wasn't anything to talk about, and for an hour and a half, that all we've been talking about is something there's nothing to talk about. Now, I told you that we got to get on the Marines.
You didn't tell me that you wanted to talk about the Marines in Afghanistan before you came on the show.
No, I did not, but I have had a change in thinking.
You know what? I'll think about it. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let me go over here to Kobe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kobe, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think Doug is very silly and immature. These are kids having fun. It's not like they do it every day. It's a once-in-a-year thing. Most of them do it for the prom. Some people do it when they get married.
Right.
You know, it's not the extreme.
But again, they are doing it once a year, but the Academy Awards are once a year.
And now I watch the Academy Awards, and I watch red carpets at the Grammys. Some of them don't even have
red
carpets. They come in blacked-out SUVs.
That's a limo. That's a new limo. That's the new kind.
No, those are security-type
really
cars.
Don't mean nothing, no matter how rich or how low you are.
Look at you, security-type cars. What, do you work for Blackhawk?
If you have the money, you can do what you want.
Wow.
What are you doing, Doug?
The guy's got an echo on the phone. Can you hear it?
Hey.
Okay, he's got an echo on the phone.
So, it doesn't matter. I say, if you got it...
Kobe, yeah.
Hey, Kobe, I want to ask you a question. There's a song out right now. You know the song that's out right now. Yeah, my Hollywood friends are very offended.
Tell them to stop making these movies with these teenagers in limousines. So where do you think they learned that from?
Well, you're not going to seriously tell me that they're learning how to call a limousine company by watching a movie.
Well, we see it every time on these shows, these kids, they go to the prom, what they get? Limousine.
You know this song about, it's with Snoop Dogg, and it's about Wild and Free? And here it is. It's about a bunch of punk kids smoking dope and doing what they want to do.
Come on, man.
Is it? So well did that.
Not all these kids out here smoking dope and doing bad things.
See what I'm saying?
Turn that down, will you?
No. This is what's influencing the kids to go out and rent limousines, this dumbass doggy dog.
You're being very silly and you're being very...
No, I'm not.
Who the hell is doggy? You mean Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for your call, Kobe. Appreciate it. But we do have a bad echo on that phone. Let's move over to Tori on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tori.
Yes, sir. I just had an issue with the fact that... Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Yeah, we're here. We're just... That song is on.
Well, I think the song is relevant. It's called Young and Free, and it's about smoking weed and doing whatever you feel like doing.
Okay, fine. Go ahead, Tori.
I just have an issue with the fact that you think that it's people who should be respected, that, like, you said movie stars should be respected, like they should be held on some kind of pedestal. Movie stars are any better.
Well, not just movie stars, but also the movie, but also the TV movie of the week people, too.
Right. So they should be respected more than, say, the families who are riding in funerals to their family members' gravesites. They ride it in limousines as well. So
yeah, and I know that, and I can appreciate that, Tori. That's a very good point, but it's acting a little silly to be riding around in a limousine just because someone died.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you serious? Like,
are you trying?
People who are emotionally distraught don't deserve to be in a limousine because one of their family members died. Like, I wouldn't want to drive to my grandfather's funeral.
Of course not.
If I'm emotionally distraught, that's not only a hazard to myself, but the other people on the road.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's why you should sit in the back seat. I don't understand what...
So it's okay if you're chauffeured as long as you're not in a limousine? Is that what you're trying to say? Because it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Limousines give off the impression that you're somebody special, you know?
Listen, Tori, hold on, because I want to continue with your call, but we were taking a break.
Hang on for us, though. 877-876. It's a very important phone call we want to keep taking.
Yeah, sure.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jesus. So what, we got drunk. So what, we smoke weed. I mean, that is unbelievable.
Doggy Dog, Phil Doggy Dog. Hendry.
Is that his name?
I understand about the Marines. 877-876-PHIL. I'll give you an opportunity, Doug. You want to talk about the Marines. We are also talking about the limousine issue.
Yeah, no, I'm fine with that. But I think I said about, I made my point on the limousine, and I told you originally I did not want to take phone calls on it because there's no point. There's nothing more to say about it.
Well, you can tell that people are taking exception to what you're saying, whether you think they have the right to or not. Now,
they can do. People have the right, Phil, to be stupid. But
just what do you want to say about Afghanistan?
Well, look, Phil, I'm not a little kid. Okay, go ahead. Say what you want to say about Afghanistan and then go and, take a dump and go to bed.
And I'm not saying that, Doug, but we can't be the way to do a talk show.
You know what you're doing. You're going, you don't know which way you're going.
The way to do a talk show is to not do two topics. You do one topic.
The thing I wanted to say about the Marines in Afghanistan was the following thing. I think that with the way they behaved is not disrespect. It's not going to be seen in the world as disrespecting corpses. That's not the damage that they have done. The damage the Marines have done, and I've been trying to talk to people about this, and I've been trying to write about it. And
were you in the military?
No, I was not. No, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and being gay and being a gay journalist and then being a gay man on top of that, which is really three distinct states, is like being in the military. I can tell you right now, growing up gay, you might as well have been in a concentration camp.
Wow. Gee.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, man. God.
And I'll tell you this. What those Marines did in Afghanistan did not so much cause the world to think that we were desiccating corpses. They've got the world thinking now that our military, and in point of fact, our people, are pigs who just pull it out and relieve ourselves wherever it's convenient. See, they're not going to see it as them desecrating corpses. They're going to see it as four Marines that, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. Well, here's as good a place as any while a camera's rolling. It makes us look like we are exhibitionists. It makes us look like we get our jollies going to the bathroom in front of people. It makes us look weird.
Well, you can call it anything you want, weird, whatever. There is an argument to be made that it does not reflect well on our fighting men, our Marines, and then on our society. I don't know if that's got to do with the fact that we don't have good toilet habits. There were three dead bodies there, and some people... I don't have a problem with it. The problem that I got is that they videotaped it and the thing got out there. And I talked to a Marine last night on the show.
Yeah, that's fine, Phil. Can we move on?
And I'm going to finish what I'm going to say. A Marine called the show last night and said, you better believe they wanted the world to see it. You better believe they wanted that videotape released. You better believe they don't care what happens. They want the message out there to their enemy, whoever that guy is, lurking out there in the rocks and the weeds the same way they are, that this is what they're going to do, this is how they feel about them, and they're not going to stop until... I can respect that, but, you know, it goes public, and everybody's talking about it. All right, let me go back now. This young lady was hanging on the line here. Tori, go ahead, Tori. You're on with Doug Danger.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to reiterate, I just feel like it's ridiculous to feel... that any kind of movie stars or TV stars or made for TV.
Can I interrupt you, Tori? I remember what you were saying now. You were talking about your...
Why would I let you interrupt me when you've been interrupting everyone else all night?
Well, this is Phil. This is Phil, Tori. It's not Doug. I'm just saying you were talking about the limousines to the funeral.
Yeah, look at her. She's yelling at you, Phil.
No, that's, like they are no better than anyone else. They are no better than the families riding to their family's funerals. That not only should those people be respected because they lost a loved one, but they were also respected to their loved ones that they lost. Just because they aren't respected in the public eye doesn't mean they weren't respected by somebody. So who are you to say that they're not good enough to ride in limousines?
I didn't mean to say that. Tori, what I wanted to say was this. They are respected by you. They are respected by the family. But the respect that you have for them and the love you have for them needs to be within the bounds of who, you know, what you are. And you can love your grandparents and still take them to a funeral in a, you know, in a station wagon. I don't.
Are you telling me you're going to take the?
It's a public observance, though. It's all about a public observance.
Right, exactly. So, but you were saying that you'd be emotionally distraught, and I'm saying, well, you can sit the back seat while somebody else drives.
Absolutely. I would absolutely be emotionally distraught. So there's many reasons.
Then why can't you just sit shotgun?
Sit shotgun to who? Who else is going to drive you when everyone else in your family
is there? Someone that's not as emotionally distraught as you. There's got to be one family member that is okay with it. Or
well, what do you mean okay with it?
Is okay with their family member passing away?
No, ma'am. But they're not so broken up about it that they can't stop at a red light and, you know, obey the traffic.
All right, look, Doug, you're really dancing this.
I know what she's saying. I'm simply saying there's no need to take a limousine to a funeral when you got a perfectly good car.
Yes, there is. It's a public observance of respect to the dead, your dead family member, and also from the public. Because, see, I'm from the South, and in the South, we pull over for funeral processions to show
our respect. I'm from the South, too, ma'am. I'm from North Carolina.
Whether we know them or not, we pull over to show our respect for not only for the person who's died, but also for their family members, to show our respect.
Well, now, let's not lie. I'm from North Carolina. You know that's a little bit of a fib. You know that we don't always do that.
Well, what do you mean?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. Where I'm from, we do. Every single funeral that I've ever passed.
Where are you from?
I'm from Alabama. And we do it for every single funeral
I'm
that
from
you
North
pass.
Carolina. And I used to get so upset with these funeral processions, I would honk my horn.
Boy, you are really a sweetheart of a guy, man.
You're a disrespectful prick is what that makes you.
All I'm asking is that they go ahead and bury the guy. I don't understand what this is all about. We're talking about limousines. Go to the thing in the limousine, that's fine. But, I mean,
You're talking about people that should be respected.
Have you ever pulled over a limousine?
I drove up to one once, and I said, what are you doing? And they said, they looked at me, and I said, they said, we're going to a funeral. I said, well, what are you doing in a limousine? And a few of these guys made a move like they were going to assault me, so I drove off.
Oh, come on, man. You can't be serious that you asked somebody in a limousine, what are you doing?
Bill, all I'm saying is movie star. Keep those words in mind.
You are no better than anyone else. There are plenty of people out there who do more charitable actions for others, who give more to charity, who are much better people than movie stars.
Name one.
They are no better.
Name one.
What do you mean, name one, man?
Bill Gates. Bill Gates, he's a movie
star. Well, that's the same thing. Bill Gates is the same thing. He's rich.
He gives half of his earnings to charity. If anybody deserves to be in a limousine, he does. Not some.
Yes, he's rich. He's rich.
Good for him. So he gets to be.
All right, I think we've beaten that. Yeah, we've beaten this one to death. Listen, Tori, I agree with you, and I appreciate very much your call, and I think that you've shown a lot of patience. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. My God, Doug. You know.
No, it's not my God, Doug. I know what you're saying, but what I'm trying to say is if you start a kid on a bad habit, the kid is going to be on that bad habit for the rest of his life. Bill Gates, I got no problem with Bill Gates. He's a wealthy man. I got no problem with movie stars. But if you put
a family that has lost a family member, they deserve to go to a funeral in a limousine. Case closed.
Wow. Boy, you really turned into a...
Case closed, man. Case closed. There's no argument. There's no discussion. Doug Danger, you pull up to a limousine with a family in it, and you say, what are you doing in it? It's a funeral. Well, don't you think you ought to... You know, you deserve to get your ass beat.
All right, right there is a threat... that you have verbalized against me.
No, I haven't. I said you deserve.
No, you have threatened me. Thank you.
All right. I guess there's not going to be any Taliban talk tonight. I threatened him. I said if he walks up to a limousine that is on its way to a funeral and he says to the people inside, what are you doing inside? Don't you know those limousines are for movie stars? And I would say he deserves to get his ass beat. I stand by that. I'm not threatening him. But I'll tell you this much. If he does that, if he keeps doing it, he will get his ass beat. There's no question about it. 877-876-PHIL. What?
Yeah, got him back on line four.
That's another guy. He's a real dick.
Hey, Doug.
Well, I told the guy the other day, he's a good guy.
Doug, it's Phil.
Yeah, they're down south. I come from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm a gay man.
Hey, Doug, it's Phil.
All those stuff over there, take it outside. Right. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it. And I damn sure don't want to smell it.
Doug, it's Phil. Doug. Doug Danger, it's Phil.
Yeah. I had the guy on the phone. He's talking about that. Well, the four Marines, they took a leak on a Taliban.
Doug, it's Phil. Is he on the air?
Yeah, no, I told him that you were going to him.
Get him on, will you? Doug!
Yeah, four Marines. Pulled it out and went ahead and let it go. Waterworks. Yeah. I'm going to be on the radio for the next 20 minutes.
Doug! Doug!
I'm only kidding, Phil. I can hear you. Well, that was good.
Yeah, you enjoy this, man? You're acting like a child.
No, I'm not acting like a child. I can hear you the whole time.
Then what in the hell are we doing here, man? If I had to hang up on you, you know that?
No, don't you dare hang up on me. Listen, I'm protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act. I don't have a disability, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and it's the closest thing federally that protects me to being treated like a normal human being on a talk show. And
the Americans with Disabilities Act, huh? So I can't hang up on you because you're gay, because you're protected under the American...
Under the Americans with Disabilities Act. You can't hang up on me because I'm not, being gay is as close as it gets to having a disability when it comes to that act. So
I'll hang up on you right now. Goodbye.
Don't you dare.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll call him back. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger with us. Our news and information hour coming up next. Talking with Doug here about the Marines in Afghanistan, as well as the limousines, as well as the Golden Globes here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, as we're discussing here, and will be for just a few more minutes, the idea of kids in limousines. We're going to be talking about the Golden Globes. Doug, I know you wanted to talk about the Marines in Afghanistan and the bathroom habits of our fighting men.
It's not so much the bathroom habits of the fighting men, it's that it reflects badly on Americans, and it makes us look like we are pigs. That literally, you know, you understand the rest of the world thinks of us as hillbillies that go out to an outhouse every morning, and, you know, and so...
The rest of the world sees us as a first world nation. What do you mean hillbillies?
No, in terms of our personal hygiene and habits, is all I'm saying.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to James. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. I'm a first-time listener. I mean, you've got a great show here, Phil, and I appreciate you exposing us to things like this and people like this. But
you guys never listened to your show before.
Doug, would you be quiet and let the man talk?
The thing that really gets me is Doug is so outwardly saying, hey, I'm gay and I'm a gay reporter and respect me. And don't segregate me because I'm a gay reporter and I should be accepted. But then he wants to turn around and he wants to segregate us because of our financial status. And because I don't make as much as a movie star or I haven't done the things that a movie star does, I'm not allowed to ride in a limo. Sir, you're better than those grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan trying to segregate the blacks from the white buses or the white anything.
No. Not at all. Because any color person could ride in a limousine. It's just if you're low rent. See, that's not color.
Well, what do you call it then?
Color, financial status, race, religion, whatever you want to say.
Any race can ride in a limousine. I'm not segregating people by race.
Segregate other people.
Sir, I'm not segregating people by race.
No, sir, you're not. You're segregating people by financial status, which under equal opportunity.
So, that's what the bank does. That's what the bank does. The bank does that. What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah, the bank may do that. But the thing is,
yes, sir,
that you're sitting here talking as a gay man wanting to be accepted into society, and, hey,
well, I am accepted into society.
That's fine. That's great. I have many gay
friends. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, that's great, sir. That is exactly my point. Why?
Thank you.
That is somebody that is wanting to be accepted and shown respect for your career, why are you again then turning around and trying to segregate everybody because of their financial status? That's not right.
Well, I'm not segregating by financial. No, I'm segregating by their class. See, and I don't mean class by money. I mean class. Let me put it this way: it's like class. Do you use toilet paper or not? That kind of class.
Well, okay, so how does that come down to teenagers don't get to ride in limousines?
Because that's slob. That is what I call slob.
What's the word slob?
No, S-L-O-B, slob.
That's slob.
Yes, sir. So in other words, I'm not segregating by race, by class, nothing. But I would do what this gentleman would do in his own home. Are you going to let somebody come into your house who picks their nose and wipes it on the wall? No. Otherwise, I could say you're segregating.
Are you trying to tell me that somebody that is not a movie star renting a limousine is like picking your nose?
In a way, yes. It's like walking around with your fly open. If you are riding in a limousine and you are just some high school student or some guy that put together his last dollar to rent a limousine to impress some girl who will never, ever sleep with him in a million years, that's like walking around with your fly hanging open.
I've got a special name.
Wow.
For you, Doug. I've got a special
wow.
name for you, and I think the rest of the listeners have a special
name.
For you. You're
calling me a name?
Ignorant. You are ignorant.
You're calling me a name.
And all these people that are listening to you need to give you the respect that you deserve and write to whatever paper or journalism or magazine that you write for, and you need to be boycotted because you are.
I'm going to give the name of the paper.
Ignorant.
Do not give the name of my paper, Phil. Well, I'm asking you, Mr. Henry, not to give the name of my paper. You don't need to give any more fuel to a bigot like this.
This man's not a bigot.
You don't think he's got homophobia on the mind?
I wouldn't call him a bigot. And it's not my place to judge you as a bigot. It's my place to judge you and let you know that you are ignorant, sir. You have no right to segregate anybody by anything, let alone try to tell me whether or not I can ride in a limousine because of my class.
No, you can't ride in a limousine because you riding in a limousine would look like basically you're using a toilet and not wiping.
What are you talking about, man? How is anybody going to see this gentleman?
Why am I ignorant? You can call me ignorant, but you have to tell me.
I can justify your ignorance. You're sitting here.
You know what? I'll put it in terms you can understand, sir, all right?
You're sitting here telling me that a teenager has no right to ride in a limousine? Why?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a teenager riding in a limousine, it might as well be a Marine peeing on a Taliban.
Huh?
Okay.
Well, you know, if you guys don't get it, it's a very high level of thinking. And
a teenager riding in a limousine
might as well have pulled it out and peed all over some guy with a rag on his head.
Oh, God.
And there you go again laughing. Boy, you really think this stuff's... You know, you guys, one of these days you're going to wake up and smell whatever's cooking. May not be coffee. Maybe something else. Maybe it's a turd in a bag. You guys got to know the difference between the smell of coffee and the smell of a turd in a bag.
Well, guess what I'm smelling?
Oh, let me guess. Turd in the bag?
There you go, baby. You got it. You got it. Thanks very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here he is. I believe this is this Jessica? Is this you? It is not Jessica. Is this Jessica? Is this you?
This is me.
Go ahead, Jessica. I had the wrong line.
You.
You're on the air?
Thank you, Phil. I'm a first-time listener.
Yes.
And I just like to politely address a few things that I've heard. Mainly spoken on behalf
of long?
Doug. What was that?
Is this going to take long? I'm Doug Danger. I was asking if it's going to take long.
You know what, Doug? I'll take my time in saying what I need to say, and when the host of the show cuts me off, then I'll gladly hang up the phone. What I'd like to say is I've gotten out of the last 30 minutes of the show is that whether it's Afghanistan or it's about whatever happens in a limousine, whether it's about taking a limousine to a family funeral. If it's urinating on the dead in Afghanistan, whatever it may be, it's a personal choice. And there's simplistic thinking here. And I think that what I've heard come out of your mouth, Doug, and I don't want to offend you, but you've gone back on your words so many times.
Phil Hendry.
That's great.